Welcome to Hospitals in Focus from the Federation of American Hospitals. Here's your host, Chip Kahn.
All the way from Scotland comes a nurse, Fiona Chu, who is known for going above and beyond the call of duty. She is a seasoned caregiver who started her nursing career in England, but finds herself today in the U.S. American heartland in the state of Oklahoma. This will be an exciting interview for me because many years ago, too many to mention, I spent a semester of college at the University of Edinburgh and have always had a soft spot in my heart for Scotland. For the past 18 months, we have been facing one of the most historic challenges in COVID-19. Fiona's colleagues lean on her extensive experience and positive attitude as they fight alongside their patients against this pandemic. We are so glad to have Fiona with us today on Making the Rounds. Fiona, thank you for joining me today from the Oklahoma Heart Institute at Hillcrest Medical Center.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, let's get started. And before we get into talking about COVID and what you do at the hospital, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you decided to become a nurse?
Well, from a very young age, I always was friendly with people. And I'm like, you know, I think I could probably make a difference. And so, you know, circumstances of life. And so I got married, I had kids. And then finally at 30, I'm like, I want to do this. And so I went to nursing school and here I am following my dream.
So talking about that dream, how did you make your way from Scotland to the U.S. and specifically to Oklahoma?
So my husband and I had discussed living in another country. Had to be an English-speaking country, of course. And so we talked and we decided and we came on vacation to Florida in like 2001. And we thought, yep, I think this is the place we'd like to be. So then we let our daughter finish school. And then we started applying through an international nursing agency. And they connected me with Hillcrest Hospital South, who at the time were trying a new program for international nurses. They offered me a job, and here I am.
Great. What inspires you to serve patients so compassionately?
I just like people, and I think that they need to be treated with respect and compassion because they're in a place where they're unfamiliar, they're sick. We have relatives who are not able to come as often, so we are their family, their friends, their caretakers. So going in compassionate just makes them feel better.
Coming to Oklahoma, what was the most unexpected part of your job at the Oklahoma Heart Institute at Hillcrest Medical Center that you love doing?
Well, I'm a cardiac nurse, but of course, during the pandemic, we had to like move our hospital around a little bit. So we got a lot of non-cardiac patients, which was a little bit out of my comfort zone. But again, these people needed to be looked after. So when they come, it's given me a chance to use my nursing skills to learn something new about a different disease, whether it be oncology or whatever. It just gives us a chance to kind of expand our nursing skills.
Was it hard making this sort of transition from being a cardiac cath nurse to serving patients in these other ways?
It was, because we had to look at things differently. But a nurse is a nurse and patients need look after. So, you know, giving them the medicines the same, it's just looking at the different systems. Instead of looking at their heart, you may be looking at why they need surgery for a foot to be taken off or whatever. And it's just, and then it's working with different doctors as well, because of course doctors have different specialities also.
When Ardent Health Services asked for volunteers to help with the New York, New Jersey surge early in the pandemic, you raised your hand, and once again, showing your commitment to caring for patients, you agreed to go east. What was that experience like for you?
It was very, very humbling, because these nurses were like overwhelmed, because the patient ratio was, these patients were coming through the ER faster than these poor nurses could take. So they needed help. And we were lucky enough in Oklahoma that we didn't have the same amount of sick COVID patients. And so I decided that I would like to experience it. And so that is one of the reasons I went.
What is it like to work for an organization that allows you to step up to help other communities in need?
ARD is awesome. There was no hesitation when they said they could go. They ensured that we were safe at all times. Our chief nursing officer checked with the chief nursing officer from the other hospital to check that we were okay. Arden also ensured that we were like in accommodation, not too far from the hospital, because we were in a place where we were very unfamiliar. They made sure that we had everything that we needed and just checked on us and made sure that we were good. So they were awesome.
Serving COVID patients is really tough, and you have intimated that. How do you keep your spirits up, and how do you stay motivated when you're, you know, facing these kinds of very sick patients?
Sometimes it can be very difficult. However, to walk in a room smiling at a sick patient makes them feel better than a nurse who's like coming in and going, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and you're crying. So to be motivated makes them feel better. And sometimes my motivation's hidden a little bit, but I try to go in with a smile on my face all the time. And I try to keep the other staff motivated as well for the same reason. Patients are sick and they really don't need people who are not very motivated to do the job.
All of us, and particularly you at the front lines, have experienced something unprecedented in COVID-19. Do you think it's going to affect things in the future? I mean, assuming we get over COVID, which hopefully we will, do you think it's going to change things in the future in terms of how you do your work at the hospital or generally in any other ways?
So the world probably will never be the same due to COVID, because people will be hopefully more aware of their surroundings and the people that they're there, because some people don't want to take the vaccination. Some people have got the vaccination. You don't know, because they don't carry a sign saying, "Hey, I've been vaccinated." So you've just got to be aware of your surroundings and aware of the people. And hopefully one day, rather than later, we will get over this.
Fiona, thank you so much for taking time with us today. And we really appreciate your service. And thank you for that, too.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Hospitals in Focus from the Federation of American Hospitals. Learn more at FAH.org. Follow the Federation on social media at FAH Hospitals and follow Chip at ChipCon. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Hospitals in Focus. Join us next time for more in-depth conversations with healthcare leaders.